You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Boise State Bronco football is ranked 19th going into their game against Hawaii this weekend. This is when they will be playing for the Mountain West Championship. However, before the team runs out on the blue this Saturday, we wanted to check in with sports reporter Dave Southern of The Athletic. Welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be back. I think last time I was here was right before the season started.
I think it was. Yeah. So here we are, you know, at the end of the season. Now, the Broncos are set to host their third straight Mountain West Championship this weekend. So any predictions on how they will perform? They're playing Hawaii.
Right. Yes, they're playing Hawaii. Usually Hawaii, when they are away from home, they're not very good. Usually.
Interesting.
Usually they're not because, you know, it's such a long travel and it's always a different environment. They got to go play where it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
This Hawaii team's a little different. They beat Nevada 54-3 in Reno this year.
What?
When it was rain, like cold rain a little bit.
Even Sam commented on that.
Yeah, and Nevada's pretty good. They're going to be in a bowl game this year. So they're a little bit of a different Hawaii team. They still run a similar offense they've always run. They throw it more than just about anybody in the country. So it's pretty interesting style. But it's one thing to come and play at Boise State. And so they played earlier this year on October 12th. Boise State won 59-37. That's usually when Hawaii plays against certain teams, they usually have high scoring games. I'd expect that again, but I see no reason Boise State wouldn't win this just because they have way more talent than Hawaii.
And BSU went undefeated in the conference this year. Okay, and so that was a first in the history of the Mountain West to go undefeated
for Boise State when they've been
really
in the Mountain West,
okay.
Yeah. So and they're only the second team since 2011. So I guess in the last eight seasons to do that feat at all.
So is this just kind of an anomaly this year, would you say, or is this kind of a precursor to what we could see where this team goes next?
There's a potential of that. I mean, if you think about it, their first 3 years in the Mountain West were Chris Peterson's last three seasons. And, you know, Peterson is held in such high regard here.
Right.
He didn't go undefeated in those 3 years in the Mountain West, you know, so it's not an easy task. So it'd be difficult to say that they could repeat this necessarily, but it's a good sign considering that a lot of positions they have some pretty young guys that, you know, 7-1, 8-0 records in conference aren't out of the question in the next couple years.
So let's talk about their bowl prospects because they are ranked 19th, as we said, going into this. If they win on Saturday, they are the Mountain West champs.
Correct.
I was under the impression that then they automatically get a bowl bid into one of the top six. The top six.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's not the case?
It's not the case.
How does this work?
Yeah, so everyone here used to hate the BCS, right?
Right.
Now it's the CFP, the College Football Playoff, and those are also going to be three letters that people dislike in all likelihood because the way it is right now, you have to win your conference just to get in there. So there's that.
To get into the...
To get into a New Year's Six, to even qualify for New Year's
Six. Okay.
But you have to be the top among the so-called Group of Five conferences. The American, Mountain West, Sun Belt, I'm spacing right now on the other ones. The MAC.
Pac-12.
Pac-12 is part of the Power Five.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, so you have to be the top team in these conferences.
If you're not in the Power Five,
correct.
Okay.
And there's only one team that gets in. The Power Five, they get a bunch. Right now, Memphis is 17th, and they're playing in the American Conference Championship this weekend. They win, they're in. The question is, right behind Boise State, one spot behind them is Cincinnati, who Memphis is playing this weekend.
Oh.
There's also a scenario where if Memphis loses and Boise State wins, you just think, oh, they're guaranteed.
They're in.
That's most likely. So there's still a possibility there. But there's also the outside chance that Cincinnati could jump them, that the committee would enjoy that win a lot.
So
there's no guarantee, but they still have a shot at the Cotton Bowl. There's no guarantee, but they still have a shot if they win.
So Boise State's athletic director, there was an article in the Idaho Statesman that came out, I believe, yesterday, where, you know, we're basically, to me, you know, the way that I read it was it's basically kind of unfair in the sense that, you know, the reasoning behind why there's not a guarantee for the Broncos is because it is what, you know, they're saying is the strength in the teams they play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that just seems to be a line that these smaller schools have heard for time and eternity.
Oh, they have. I mean, Boise State heard it back in the day here. 2011, for example, they only lost that game against TCU by one point. And they had an opportunity back then under the former rules. They didn't necessarily win the conference, but they were in a position to be picked by one of those big bowl games. They got passed over. even though that 2011 Boise State team could have beat just about everybody in the country. This has been the way it always is. And this is – it's sad to say it, but there is an absolute division in college football, and it's only growing. You know, whether it's one of these school, these schools getting one shot at a big bowl game. It's even the bowl games that aren't in the New Year's Six, they're signing new agreements where those schools don't even have a chance to play against those bigger schools. So, like for example, the Las Vegas Bowl, which is a possibility for Boise State this year. They are ending their agreement with Mountain West, and it's become a Pac-12 SEC game instead of a Pac-12 Mountain West game. This is happening kind of across it, and there's really becoming a divide, and I think that Boise State is one of the few schools that could be capable of, of overcoming that, but it's becoming more and more difficult every year.
Would they have to change a conference though to overcome it?
Possibly, yeah, that would help. I mean, that's the thing. It's like people just think, Boise State can't snap their fingers and be in the Pac-12. You have to be invited,
right?
Of course, they want to be in. Of course, they've been politicking behind the scenes.
Of course,
any chance they get,
right?
What it all boils down to, as we all know, is money.
Absolutely,
and those schools don't want to share it. If you expand your conference, you have to share that money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, trust me,
not many are keen on it.
I went to a Pac-10 school.
My school moved into your conference.
Right.
I'm out to Colorado. So there
right,
you go.
Right. But it was a Pac-10 right. school, yep. And then it became. Yep. So when that yep. all happened, but it doesn't seem fair.
Yeah. I mean,
let's
right.
just be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have these, these teams like Alabama, they are like the granddaddy of college football. Mm-hmm. But can't the argument be made, if you look at college basketball, whether you follow these seasons all season long, everybody pays attention to March Madness
yeah.
because there's something about that Cinderella story. And when a team is that Cinderella story, everybody pays attention.
And that's kind of I think the worst thing is Boise State, when they won that first Fiesta Bowl, everybody remembers that, right?
Absolutely.
And that is a hallmark of the sport. You would have thought maybe that people would be like, those moments make me feel good. We should give those teams more opportunities. No, they don't, which is terrible, but it's true. And so, there are other divisions, like the football championship subdivision, the FCS, where Idaho State, Montana, they're in the Big Sky. They play a playoff, which is more akin to the March Madness style, which some people would really like to see mm-hmm. in the FBS level. There is now there's discussions about expanding it beyond the 14 playoff to 8. So at least there's a groundswell to try to make it a little more inclusive, but it's still, it's still a little ways away from it really being is the way that we talk about that really gets people excited.
Well, you've got those Power Five, as you said, right?
Yes. And if you look at the bowl distribution money and
right.
they can build the facilities way easier than these other schools.
They don't care about Boise
they
State.
They do not whatsoever.
Let's be honest.
Yep.
So let's go back to actually talking about the game coming mm-hmm. up on Saturday. Because the last time you were here in October, we were talking about the true freshman quarterback, Hank Bachmeier.
Mm-hmm.
But he has only played one game since he was injured against Hawaii, right?
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
So is he's still dealing with that injury? So who could potentially quarterback this?
He's an interesting case because he was 7-0 as a starter. Won at Florida State, threw for 400 yards in his first game. Many people's minds started thinking, oh my goodness, you have Kellen Moore, who was so great here. Hank Bachmeier is maybe on that level.
Right.
Hank was 7-0 as a starter. He got hurt November 2nd at San Jose State. That was the only other game he's played since that Hawaii game. When he was healing up, Jalen Henderson, who's a senior, who's a junior college transfer, this is his second year in the program, started the year as the third string quarterback, has played very, very well the last three games. And Hank Bachmeier is able to play. I think he's mostly over this injury. But Henderson's been so good. Brian Harsin said this week, yeah, he's going to be a starting quarterback. So you will see Jalen Henderson starting out there against Hawaii. And he's operated the offense really well. He's got 9 total touchdowns in the last 3 games when he started. The offense has been scoring as the team. They scored in the 50s, scored in the 40s, scored in the 30s. They've just been able to score some points with him out there, and the coaches want to ride the hot hand.
But he is a senior.
He's a senior.
So then this will not necessarily affect the quarterback competition next year?
You would think in theory. I would imagine Bachmeier is going to come back, that he's not miffed about this and won't transfer. They only, as of right now, would only have 2 quarterbacks coming back. Most teams at a minimum will have 3. So they're going to have to add somebody. They only have 1 high school quarterback they've even offered right now. And so it's really interesting that next year, they have Hank and Chase Cord, who's a sophomore. And Cord, if he loses the starting job again, can conceivably go somewhere else. So there's going to be some turnover at that position, I think, and a lot of new faces competing with Bachmeier next season for sure.
And that definitely can change the dynamic.
Yeah, 100% it could. Yeah.
We're talking with reporter Dave Southern of The Athletic. We're talking about the Boise State Broncos as they head into the Mountain West Championship game this weekend. But I want to shift gears a little bit. I want to talk about Coach Pete.
Sure.
Because he resigned from University of Washington as the head coach this week. Some people seemed really surprised by that. Yeah, I mean, he's had a pretty phenomenal run there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, he's had a great run there. His last loss was actually against my school. It was in Colorado, and I saw afterward, just he looked a little beat down. And I covered him his whole run here, and you just always saw that he was different. And that when if that passion wasn't 100%, he was gonna hit the eject button, and that's what he kind of did. So he kind of did here. You could tell his last season here, he was kind of getting worn down by it. You know, he was seen around town all the time, and there's Coach Pete. He never really liked all the outside stuff that came with coaching. If it was up to him, he'd be on the practice field, he'd watch film, he'd be around his players, that's it. Doesn't like recruiting, doesn't like glad handing with donors and things like that, and doing media, to be frank, you know. Not that I think we're the worst thing in the world, but he doesn't like that stuff. And so a little surprising at the timing, but the fact that he did it, you know, you saw the writing on the wall. He's talked a lot about in the past when he was in town here, worked with community leaders and business leaders in town, and that stuff really inspired him. And we knew that when he was here. And so the fact that he talked about that when he left Washington, that's what he wants to do now, and probably is going to be hands off with the football program. It all was there. It all made sense to us. And I think a couple years ago, he did an interview with Bruce Feldman, who works for The Athletic now. And it was probably about 6 years ago. And he said, where are you going to be in 10 years? And he's like, probably not being a head coach. So that's 4 years from now. So, it's always kind of been there. But the timing of it, I guess people were a little surprised because this year is a down year for them. But recently they've been really, really good. And he put them back to a national level.
I read an article after he resigned that the reporter was talking about how when he got finished with the news conference about announcing his when he resigned, and he got up from the table, took his wife's hand, and they walked out.
Yeah, that's the Tacoma story. Yeah.
Yeah. And they said he never looked back.
Yep.
And there's something about that.
Yep.
I think about who he is.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. And I think that, you know, with him making that decision, Jimmy Lake is the new head coach at Washington. He first started working with Chris Peterson in 2012 here at Boise State. He was an assistant. He wanted to be a part of that, of whatever this Chris Peterson thing was all about. So he's been with him ever since. And I think part of the reason that Pete was able to step away was he knew it was in capable hands, the program, and the fact that he was doing this on his own, that he wasn't getting fired. He wasn't doing this till he was 75 years old and just at his limit. He still has time left to do something else. Mm-hmm. And I think that he had that quote where he basically said that you know, everyone lives two lives and the second one starts when you realize you only have one,
yes,
I think was the quote.
From Confucius,
yeah, yeah.
Which is, it is, I think, such a profound statement because there is such truth in that.
Yeah.
So with that, he's staying in some type of capacity at the University of Washington.
A leadership position.
But it doesn't sound like he will go back to at least being a head coach. I mean, would that be really surprising?
It would be surprising if he was a head coach at a decent level.
Right.
I wouldn't be stunned if someday you all of a sudden saw he's coaching Yuba City, you know, as his high school back home in California or something. You know what I mean?
See, but that's cool.
Yeah, getting back to the roots of what he likes to do, I would not be stunned. Or if he was a position coach somewhere where he didn't have to, like, recruit. He could just, you know, sit in a dark room and watch tape for 8 hours a day.
And you need
that
people who will do that.
That wouldn't stun me if he did that sort of a thing, because he just doesn't like the extraneous stuff.
Right.
He likes it at its purest form. And if he got back to it, it would be that way.
So getting to back to Saturday's game before I let you go, are they going to win? If you had to predict it,
yeah, I think they'll win. I think they're in a good spot. They're at home. They lost this game last year to Fresno State at home, the Mountain West Championship.
Right.
That Fresno team is better than this Hawaii team, and I think Boise State will be playing simultaneously with that Memphis Cincinnati game. So there's no scoreboard watching. They know they have to win no matter what.
Right.
Last year, that game was decided before Boise State played. So if they win, they're either in the Cotton Bowl or they're in Las Vegas again.
Then who's going to win, Memphis or Cincinnati?
I think Memphis is going to win. They played last week too, which is weird. It was a fairly close game, but Memphis, they're at home. really good offense.
So if Memphis wins, there's really no shot.
Yeah, there's not a huge debate then if they do. It's if Cincinnati and Boise State both win. Then we're going to be talking again.
We'll have you on again
yeah,
and talk about it.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Always good to have you. And we've been talking with reporter Dave Southern. He covers Boise State football for The Athletic. You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.